7 o'clock, time to hold the meeting. Do I hear a motion to begin it?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. Thank you, Commissioner Adams.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a moment of silence. Okay, the first thing on the agenda, does any of the attendee citizens have any comments or questions? If not, we'll move along. All right, the November 19, 2024 city meeting minutes, did everybody get a chance to read over them? Did anybody have any more additions or corrections to them? If not, do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion made.
Thank you, Commissioner Bevel. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right. City financial reports. They were distributed. They were also posted online. Anybody find any correction need to be done?
The only thing I was going to say about mine is Harold sent his invoice like yesterday, so...
Tough.
I guess that's November, but I don't know. Are we just going to pay him later?
It's not in by the time we have that.
I mean, it wasn't in by the 10th, so does that mean it goes in December's?
Yeah, it goes next month.
Okay, all right. Well, then my numbers are right then.
Okay, so do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports for November?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, the invoices and stuff is going around.
Yeah, we've got this right here. It's not on here.
What is that?
Local IQ.
That's the Courier Journal.
Yeah, it's not
it's
on there.
It's a Courier Journal.
The last one.
Is it on the second page?
Then you must
have Oh, it's on the second page.
Oh, was there a second page?
Yeah, you got Courier Journal.
Hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, next thing on is the oath of office. So, all the commissioners, if they would please stand so I can get this over with. No offense.
I could have sworn I heard you say so I could administer the oath of office.
I did.
No, you said so I can get this over.
All right. So if y'all, Christina, yep. You stand up. You can come up here too if you want.
I'm up here. You're commissioner.
All right, raise your right hand and follow after me. I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
And be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
So long as I continue to be a citizen thereof.
So long as I continue to be a citizen thereof.
And that I will faithfully execute.
And that I will faithfully execute.
To the best of my ability. The office of city commissioner according to law.
The office of city commissioner according to law.
And I do further solemnly swear or affirm.
And I do further solemnly swear or affirm.
That since the adoption of the present constitution.
That since the adoption of the present constitution.
I being a citizen of the state.
I, being a citizen of this state,
have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within the state, nor have I sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons.
Nor have I sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons, nor aided or assisted any person thus offering.
So help me God.
All right. Congratulations. We've done the oath of office, so everybody's authorized to take office as of the 1st of January. Okay. The next on here is the 2024 property tax delinquency letters, and this is why I have Mr. DeWeese here. Is we got the bill, and there was a couple of payments that we got in on batches that, for whatever reason, were posted to the insurance premium tax, and we didn't find out until we turned it over to Mr. DeWeese's office, and we started getting phone calls about it. So the reason why I had him come here today is so we can discuss his bill. Okay. Are you fine with this?
I'm here at your pleasure.
I'm here at my pleasure. Okay. All right. If you'll go on the back here, here's the bill. The front is the bill. There's 13 pages of it. Okay. There's a total of, I think, let's see, there's 30 on here.
I think there were 61 letters.
There are 50-something. There's 50-something letters. I think 51 or 52. Anyhow, I made this spreadsheet so that we could talk to him about it, because there's 30 of them on here that they've done some work on. We definitely got to pay the postage, but I want to work with him to find out what kind of compensation we can provide to him or his staff for the work they did on those 30 letters. You understand? I think it's only fair, because the posting was the issue.
Yes.
But there's a total of $4,384.31. It's on the back of your sheet here.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the back page of that.
I mean, I believe the math is what
it is. Okay. I went through that bill and basically figured out this left column is all the ones that were not posted. And so how do you want to work this?
I'll do whatever you want to do.
What do you mean they weren't posted?
Yeah, what is that?
They weren't posted to the properties. We sent out delinquency letters. The batch bill, an error.
Yeah, if I'm correct here, we got a list of these are the people that we need you to send letters to, and we sent those letters out. And that list was evidently when those payments, they weren't delinquent. Yeah. So we sent them out under the impression that they were delinquent, and they were not.
And they weren't. We still sent the letters out. Well, then you should get paid for it.
I'm willing I'm willing to do whatever you want to do. So I understand that's a big number that you're not getting compensated back from. I like my relationship with the city of Worthington Hills.
Basically, we gave you wrong information.
Right.
You received wrong information.
That's fair.
Okay. Right. And the amount that's in that $150 column, okay, That includes their legal fees. Okay? The ones that's in the left-hand column, they are absolutely delinquent. And this other list you got is the current list of who were delinquent. There was 31 that were delinquent. I even said something to both Dennis and Dan, especially Dan Rothbass's. There's an awful lot of delinquencies this year. This doesn't make any sense. So, anyhow, it came, what happened was somewhere along the line, Dan got a check or an amount, and he just posted it to the insurance premium tax because it didn't have a list to go with it. We've already talked about how we're going to resolve this for this coming year. Okay, but
there's something different I need to do, Dan, next year.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
But
there was like 30 people that paid their taxes. And
well, they didn't pay them.
Did they get the notice from Louisville?
Yeah,
they got the notice from Louisville.
They were all escrowed.
The payments came from a payment system payer.
Oh, an escrow.
Yeah.
Bank.
Yeah, the bank gave it to another company to send the check. Okay?
They didn't put the property on the checks.
Might not have. We don't know. We can't trace it back. We went through emails and everything. We can't seem to find anything saying one way or the other. But we do know that it was because of that factor that once he got the information, he was able to identify when the check came in, okay, and which properties that needed to go and get paid. But here again is we've given a lot of work to his office, and I don't want them to go uncompensated for our mistake. We definitely have to pay the postage because that was. That's required to get the letters out. The compensation that I would like for him to give us is how much of these 30 properties and letters, how much do you think we ought to be compensating your agency for per letter?
He didn't work. Why would we?
There was $150 in legal fees.
I will do whatever. I mean, I like my relationship with the city of Dorothy Hills. I want to continue. We did the letters, calculated it, but I understand that, you know, these things happen. I am willing to
here's the thing. We still have
to do whatever. So
we still have other years prior to last year that we've got properties that haven't paid their taxes on. And Dan has that list. So, do we want to pay you like $50 or $75 per letter or what?
That would be fine.
Which?
I mean, whatever you think is... I mean, sure.
Are we not paying, like... Are we supposed to pay him that much right now?
No.
I mean, I think it's all false, so I make the motion to pay him in full.
I'm certainly agreeable to that. And
well, I mean,
I appreciate it. I like my relationship with the city and want to continue. And
this, how come that's not being invoiced to us?
I mean,
because there's
$20
in here that's on another item.
I'm not either.
I mean, I'm certainly not a post pay.
We had to pay for postage. I mean, it's postage. It has to be paid. If they paid it, then
I would rather
reimburse them.
$34.31 I think the total postage on that, which is
The postage is $34.31. That's not an issue.
Oh,
the other issue that I'm trying to get at is
to get
the
$3.50.
The $3,600.
The $4,350 was billed.
Oh, $4,350.
Yeah. Yeah, the $36.23. That's another thing. We'll get to that in a minute. But I'm going to get on this first side.
I see what you're
on the left side because. The right side they get the money in, and then they take the 150 out.
Right.
Okay? So I wanted to get this right side or this left side resolved to start with. So
well, I think we should pay the man for doing the work.
Okay, do you want to pay the $75 per miss?
Well, I mean, that was the agreed amount in the first place, right?
No, no, they get 150.
No, the agreed amount's 150 for each property.
So you're already saying you would take half.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, so I think 75 is appropriate. He's already agreed to.
But the 150 comes from the taxpayer, not from us.
Oh, okay.
On the other
from
side,
the
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, this is the reason why I bring this up. See, we don't pay the 150.
Why are we building
it? Right, I understand.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
But they had done work. Okay.
And they're not delinquent, so technically we are going to have to pay it because the taxpayer was delinquent, so it's not going to come out of their pocket.
Right.
Is this not an invoice to the city?
Huh?
Is this not an invoice to the city?
Yeah.
For $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
Total amount to $8,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's more to this. I got to get this resolved on this side.
Is this not $150 for 60 properties?
There's not 60 properties on here. We've already gotten some of them back, and they've already paid. I'll get to the other part in a minute. Okay? We're working on this side.
I understand, but this bill is for $150 for each one of these properties.
Plus mail.
How mm-hmm. many properties is it?
No, there's some that are more than 150. I got it broke down on this other side if you care to look at it.
Why are some more than 150?
Because they had more pages in the mailing, and the and postage was more.
But if we pay this,
would it be more, but not the 150? Would, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Then
no,
you want to pay him more than this?
Why?
Huh?
You want to pay him $75 in addition to this?
No, no.
Instead of the
compromising the $43.50 to 20, whatever that is.
So you're going to lower this amount?
One half.
Okay.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yeah, some of these mailings, okay, 150 is per property, okay. The second column is the postage for each one of them, okay. The third column is the combined amount with the name of the person, okay. There's three columns there. So the $34.50 plus half of the $43.50. $21.75. I'm still doing math.
$21.75
plus the 34.
Right.
Plus the 34.31. So do I hear a motion for the total comes to 22.09.31 cents.
23.09.
Oh, 23, yeah. I don't add well, but I can divide. No, it isn't. It's 22. It's 22.09.
You're right. 22.09.
22.09.31 cents. So I make a motion that we compensate the McLean, DeWeese, firm for their work, pay for the postage that they sent out, plus $21.75 for the work. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All right, we'll do a roll call vote. I'll go first. Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
No, I think we should pay him in full.
Commissioner?
Yes.
Malpin? Commissioner yes. Beville? Did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Motion passes. All right.
You're okay with that.
Okay. Now this other column that doesn't have any shading on it, we need to talk about, because our understanding is you all collect the 150 and the postage and stuff, but yet we got billed for it.
Sure. So that's fine if that's the way you want to do it. Like what happens is we get, I mean, I want to make sure you know what we've done.
Right.
So then we look up the postage, because we look up what PDA says, we always send it to the property address, we send it to wherever the tax notice is sent on PDA, and if there are any additional addresses on there, then we send it to that too. So we try to get as broad a net as possible on that. Then what the letters state is, it states that we represent the city of Loring Hills to send the payment to us.
Right.
Then we can take out the legal, and it itemizes, this is what's owed on the, this is what's owed, this is the administrator, this is the legal fee. Then we take, when they pay that, we take two checks. We take the 150 out and say pay the entire amount, and then we remit the rest to the city of Worthing Hills if it's payment.
Okay, so you want us to pay the postage on everything to start with?
No, that's included in what we've done. So we take the 150 plus the postage.
Okay.
Yeah, out of that. Now, in some cases, from talking to Abby, it seems like some people have sent those payments in already to the city of Worthington Hills.
And then we send you back.
And then you send that money back to me. But if they read the letter,
I know.
and do what they're told to do, then they send the payment to me, and I take the legal fees out and send that to you. There have been a couple cases where they haven't paid in full, or they haven't paid a lien relief, and we're kind of dealing with those on a one-off.
Okay.
Sending that back saying you haven't paid the entire amount. So, yes. So, but that invoice is, so you understand, so you have an idea of who we've all sent information to. But, yes, on the others, we'll take the legal fees out of what is
Okay. So we've agreed on this 2209-31 by vote. Okay. That's what we can write you a check for tonight, and that'll take care of this bill that we got.
Yes, and then this will just come as they come.
Right. Right. But just let Abby know, because this bill was generated, I think, somewhere around the first of December.
Yes. Yeah, I do it every beginning of every month.
Yeah. So I did want to, I wanted to have this conversation with you so that we weren't paying you too much and then having to get a check back from you.
Right.
Okay? That was the whole reason for asking you to show up tonight and get this issue resolved. And I appreciate you working with us.
No problem.
Okay.
My pleasure.
The last thing I want to do is go chasing down another attorney, okay? And we appreciate all the work you do for us, okay?
Yeah, when I look at this, I say, good heavens, Betsy.
And there is one item on here that doesn't pertain to the taxes. It's a $20 item that was, I sent him a letter, a copy. I copied him on an email that I sent to one of the landlords about, we were getting complaints about a particular property, and I wanted to make sure he was aware of the letter that I sent to him, and that's what the $20 was for.
Well, I have a question about something, because I was looking at the taxes and all the delinquents and all that, and I saw a name on there that I know for a fact neither person that lives at that address is old enough to claim the homestead exemption. What is the criteria for claiming that?
The homestead exemption requires the property owner to live on the property
and be 65 or older.
Or it could be a disability. You can have to qualify for the disability, at any age, okay? But they have to maintain their residency on the property.
Okay.
Okay? And if it gets sold, the property, like if it's sold right now, okay, then that homestead exemption will come off the 1st of January, okay? But if it's sold after the 1st of January, then the homestead exemption stays for the next year.
Really?
Yeah.
So who takes that off? PVA?
PVA will send, that's some letters we get from PVA. PVA takes it off of our tax bills to start with. That's why if you look at this one.
I think she's asking what makes it revert back to full price.
Yeah, who does that? Do PVA, we do that? PVA does.
PVA does. This,
okay, we don't get letters on that.
She's asking, how it reverts back to the full rate if someone moves.
Oh, PVA does it once they see the sale.
Okay.
When the sale comes in, it gets a new name on it.
They look and see if it's homestead and they remove it.
Well, they've got some software that does
okay.
it, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. But see, if you look on this one that has the gray one.
I see that, yeah.
Okay, the disabilities will say disabled. Of the DS, okay?
Yes.
But that's how that all works.
Okay.
Okay? Probably more information than you ever want to know. But it's
not really. Because
it's really confusing because when I get the notice in April, the first thing I do is go down the list to see if I know of another, somebody's bought that house. Or if it's been, you know, went into one of those mm-hmm. rental property groups so that I can make them aware of it and they can check to see when the house was sold, okay, if they did miss it.
Because that's a substantial savings on your taxes every year.
Right.
You know.
So, is everybody fine now? Okay. So, with that...
Anything else for me?
No, nothing at all that I can tell. Unless you want to we are going to get you another legal book.
All right.
Okay. We've got the KLC training next month, and some of us are going, some of us aren't. But we're going to get books. And I mentioned it last month, and everybody agreed that we was going to get you another one. Legal.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
I
keep it there, and Abby and I can consult it. So.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right. Enjoy reading.
Okay. Moving right along. All right. We'll just go ahead and start with the update on the tree removal.
There are no trees on Front Island. Wonderful price of $1,980. The two trees have been cut down and the stumps have been ground out, and the seven dead locust trees have also been taken care of and the stumps have been ground out. That was the $4,200 that we agreed on the last meeting or the meeting before that. So Harold Zimbowitz said $6,180 and did the math, $4,200, $1,980, $6,180. It all matches up. So more good. And I also have... I told her to email this as well, Mayor Stoneham, to Property Commission Mayor. This is a landscape architect that my boyfriend is acquainted with,
mm-hmm.
so she can draw up something.
I got an email from her today.
Okay. I told
it's
her
in my junk file, but I left it there.
Oh, it came in my junk file too then. But my boyfriend said you should probably do it in the next... 2 or 3 months, because in the later spring she's going to get really busy and probably won't be available. So that might be something that you all want to pursue.
We'll
have her draw something up.
We'll see. We'll have it on the agenda next month.
Yeah, he said that she's just going to draw it, though. She's not going to be like planting plants or anything like that. She's just going to kind of draw the plants, and then you'll have to get Harold or Mo Better to kind of do the work part of it.
Oh, that right?
Yes. She just draws the stuff.
Okay. Only draws. Okay.
Tell her we want some fire chief arborvitaes.
I mean, you can talk more with her about it. I haven't really been able to chat with her too much. We've been chatting a little bit through email over the last couple weeks. And she had a holiday party to go to tonight, so that's why she couldn't come tonight. But she would like to be invited to the January meeting to introduce herself. Her name's Tab Ormsby, just for the record.
Are you taking names now for it? Because I have a couple of people that...
So, yeah, she can come to the January
meeting. We'll start taking names next month.
Okay.
Whatever.
And I think that's all I've got. Do you all have any questions?
Are you going to tell Harold that his invoice is going to get paid till next month? Or do you want me to? I don't want to, if you ask.
He'll learn to get his bills in on time.
I know, but
his father's in the hospice in the nursing home.
Yeah, he emailed his father's in hospice in the nursing home.
We're not signed off on it.
I don't know. What do you think, Mayor Stoneham? Do you want me to email him back and let him know?
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't need the money, so I'm sure he's not going to.
Well, but I mean, come like the 1st of January, he doesn't have it.
Says, they don't need the money.
He'll typically reach out to
me. It's not. Here's the thing, okay?
I promise he doesn't. He's still hardwood floors for his primary job. He's good.
It's not my job to remind anybody.
I'm not saying remind him. I'm just. He might say, hey, is my check coming soon? And at that time, I can say, oh, we didn't pass it last month. That's fine. I can do that too.
Yeah, okay,
you don't say
it. It wasn't passed. I mean, it's not on the sheet.
You don't say anything?
Well, I don't care.
For him to contact you.
Yeah, if he contacts me, I'll tell him.
It's not on what sheet?
It's not on the expense sheet.
He knows it. How long has he been American for this?
Is it on there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
He sent it yesterday.
You approved it.
Oh, I did? All right. If it's on here,
it's
paid.
But he sent it after Dan did all the financials and everything.
Well, that doesn't matter. We don't do the financials. The financials, that doesn't go on the financials until next month.
Okay.
This is December payment.
Okay. Well, that was a November invoice that he sent after the 7th month. So I thought there was something about if it really...
Have you ever read the financials? The financial states it's for the end of the previous month.
Okay.
So that's for work he did in November.
Right.
He's going to submit in December.
Yeah.
Okay, we're free. Moving on. Sorry about that. I'm going to shut up.
All right.
So,
hey.
Does anybody have any questions about trees or Front Island or anything? Other than that, I'm done, and it's been a pleasure working with you guys.
We ain't done yet.
Well, I know. I'm not leaving, but...
You got till December 31st. I could call a special meeting just for doing it. has everybody finished their listing of job duties? I've gotten a few of them.
I tried to give it to you last month. You wouldn't take it.
Just,
you don't want it, do you?
I want them emailed to Bev. Okay? You can email me and you email Bev, and that way we'll both have them. Okay? That way you'll also have it on your emails so that if somebody takes over, you can put it in a particular place where it says, you know, job description, job titles. Okay? All right. Linda's already got her election financial final report completed. If you haven't done it, it's available now that you can do it.
Okay.
Everybody needs to do that because they'll come looking for you. All right. KLC training session, the orientation is on Thursday, 9 to 12. There's a few of us that are going. I know some of us that can't, and I understand that. But I wanted to remind everybody it's still able to be signed up for. It's down at the Arboretum.
Audubon?
Yeah. It's down at the Audubon. What's that? The city of... St. Matthews. Yeah, it's the city of Matthews. They had a great Christmas reception. Christina and her husband was there.
While we're saying Christina, I'm sorry. May I ask what your last name is?
Can
you spell it for me, please?
R E C S N K E N as in David, E, Z as in Zebra.
Thank you.
Okay. And they had a nice snack buffet, and it was really, they really did it right. I tell you what, I was really amazed.
I wanted to go.
Well, it was good, but again, the City Officials Academy is January 15th to 17th. The last time I looked, they didn't have the schedule up yet, but if you haven't signed up, let me know, and then I'll do it all for you so that we can do all one, you know, not everybody's having to do it, but you'll get notification because once I put it on there, they ask for your email address, and it sends out the notifications. So that's still available. And by the way, that's the Wednesday through Friday prior to our first city meeting in January. Okay.
If you are unable to attend, you're going to get books, though, right?
Going to get books.
Okay.
Okay. Still no interest in the welcoming ambassadors.
What a shame.
May I say something?
Sure.
I don't know of anyone. I'm sorry, but I don't know of anyone who looks at the website. So that could be why we're not getting any responses. No one knows there's an open position. I guess that's their fault for not looking, but that could be why we're not hearing anything.
Well, the website's out there. So there's some people that just won't get involved, period, when they even tell you. I mean, Dennis and I have talked to a couple of different people, and they would say they want to get involved, and then when you approach them, it's like, oh, no. You know, so. Merch equipment communications.
We're going to use Channel 15. Right?
Channel 15? Okay. And is there anything else that's old business for the commissioners?
Yes. It's not right there.
Oh, I do have something, but it's in my report. But I can go ahead and report it. I did contact Daniel Nall. I emailed him today about the streetlight project. And he said he is no longer in outdoor lighting. So I think this is where the communication broke down.
Okay.
He did give me a copy the new contractor. So I will be in communication with her tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, I have one more thing. Evergreen Irrigation came out on November 6th. You all asked about that last week, month.
Okay. So they winterized everything, huh? I also saw that they not only winterized it, but they also said that it covers for the spring turn on.
I saw that, yeah. And that'll be interesting to see if that's true.
Oh, it's probably true. Anyhow. All right. New business. Has any of the commissioners got any new business? If not...
What is this for?
Oh, you and Susan need to fill that out so that I can increase the pay as of 1st of January.
Fill that out,
Pete. And I only asked for the last poll because I don't want to know the whole thing.
And I don't want you to know.
Well, I know that. This is the only way I can get this stuff done is by.
Oh, you get
it. Okay. If there's no new business, Commissioner Port, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulford. Go ahead.
Okay. December Utility Commissioner report. 12-2, draw the city for streetlight check. 12-5, email from Samantha Hartman with East Bay Village reporting the streetlight out on Pichelli. I replied and told her that I would report the light. I drove to check on the light and to get the address. 12-6, reported streetlight out at 4001 Pichelli Place. 12-16, drove the city for light. Streetlight check. Observed that the streetlight off of Chelly is still out. I will check tonight when I go home because they do ask for 3 to 4 days, even though it's been a week. If not, on 12-18, I will report it. 12:17 and email Daniel Nall with LG&E in regards to additional streetlights for the city. He replied stating that he is no longer in outdoor lighting. He copied a new contractor and gave me her information. I'll email her on 12:18. Email Christopher Pierce in regards to recycle bins being placed on the street after emptying. I received an automated email stating that he is out of office at this time. Read the December emails, attended the city meeting, and will participate in radio check with Commissioner Mocap.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin.
Go
ahead, Commissioner Adams.
My report covers November 20th through December 17th. I will participate in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, December 17th. I had no citizen concerns or issues this month. Followed up with Evergreen Irrigation to find out the date they were in Worthington Hills to do the irrigation system winterization. They were out on November 6th. Authorized Harold of Maximus Lawn Care to have a street contractor cut down the Bradford pear trees on the front island and also the 7th trees. All trees were removed and stumps ground out. Corresponded with landscape architect Tab Ormsby about the changes and improvements to the front island. Shared her contact info with the commission. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Commissioner Beville?
11:25. I reviewed the Derby City Protection reports provided by Detective Mason, and I communicated with him how happy I was to see what they're doing as far as the speeders and lights out and all that stuff. Okay, 12:02, I received a phone call from Mason, and he wanted to know if we wanted this roadways treated. I declined that. At 12:04, I forwarded Mo Better's new email address to the commission. Mm-hmm. I believe you got that.
Yes,
12:05, I had Mo Better treat the streets ahead of the predicted winter remix, which we didn't have.
better safe than sorry.
Right. And then 12:06, I closed my 2024 campaign spending account with the State Board of Elections. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Bill. Commissioner Metcalf?
Okay. Safety Commission report for 12:17:24. Drove the city on multiple occasions. On 12:10:24, observed a blue Kia Soul park crossways the driving lane at Northumberland Halifax. The car has substantial front end damage. I called LMPD and the car was towed. On 11:25:24, issued parking permits for 4004 Northumberland Drive. On 12:27:24, issued parking permits for 12010 Luray Court. On 11:19:24, conducted radio checks on Channel 14. Tonight, 12:17:24, will conduct radio checks using Channel 15. Went to Post Office with Mayor Stoneham each Friday. Went to Storage Area 1 on one occasion with Mayor Stoneham. Mayor Stoneham and I went to Dan Small's office on one occasion. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. I don't have anything, so do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin.
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Is this a record? Do we set a record?
No, 7:44.